This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Apparently, when Jody Kilbasa, the new executive director of the film festival, cruised into town last year, he read an article in the Washington Post that caught his attention. There was a Washington Post magazine cover story about insiders and outsiders in Washington, and we hear that all the time. Washington insider, someone from outside the Beltway, inside the Beltway. That article was basically written about it had a connection with film festival. Who were the heirs to Jefferson Smith, the famous character that Jimmy Stewart played in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? The article was written by Liza Mundy, an award-winning journalist and an author whose works include a recent book on Michelle Obama, you might say a Washington outsider. Liza is on the phone with us right now. Good evening. I'm usually doing the morning show. Sorry about that, Liza. Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And I would say that I'm also a UVA graduate, so I have very fond associations with Charlottesville.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I didn't know that. I didn't get that in the bio that they left for me. So tell us about the Washington insider-outsider connection with Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Well, I wrote an essay about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington because it's an anniversary year this year. And what's interesting about the history of the film is when it premiered in Washington, it was a very big deal. And it's sort of hard to imagine now, but members of Congress and the media took it very seriously as a portrayal of Washington. And there was a big showing at Constitution Hall, and lots of members of Congress were there and members of the media, and they just hated it. I mean, they hated the portrayal of sort of a corrupt establishment in Washington. The media were very offended because they were portrayed, among other things, as a bunch of drunks and who were sort of, you know, pursuing Jefferson Smith and setting traps for him. And so there was a kind of a ruckus about it. And what's interesting, though, of course, you know, memories soften with time. And now it's become almost kind of a trope for politicians, particularly when they're coming into Washington, to invoke the memory of Jefferson Smith and to portray themselves as, you know, as this principled outsider coming in to reform Washington. And over the years, a number of politicians, both conservative and liberal, have seized the mantle, and Ronald Reagan being one of them. And in the most recent election, it was interesting because a number of observers, you know, talked about Barack Obama coming into Washington. He visited the Lincoln Memorial not long before his inauguration, and people sort of saw some parallel there because the Lincoln Memorial figures prominently in the film. But Sarah Palin was also often compared to Jefferson Smith as sort of a person from way outside Washington who's in touch with the land. And so it's just interesting to see how many people have now either been awarded this the mantle of Jefferson Smith or sought to claim it. And some of them are really quite amusing.
We're talking to Liza Mundy, who is an award-winning journalist whose works include a recent book on Michelle Obama, who will be in town for the film festival at a panel discussion after the 1 o'clock screening of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington on Friday at the Culbreth Theater. So insider bad, outsider good. I mean, really, is it that black and white?
It's certainly the way it's portrayed in the film, and it's certainly, I mean, it's interesting because you can see Mr. Smith as sort of a liberal progressive hero. You can see the film as basically saying, you know, Washington is corrupt, yes, but there's nothing about the system that a principal outsider can't fix. And so it can sort of feed into sort of the New Deal, good government, progressive, liberal idea that the system can be changed. But there's also a sort of a more conservative, agrarian ideal. Jefferson Smith is a scoutmaster, and he's, you know, a great tracker and in touch with the land, the sort of Jeffersonian myth of being leery of the corruption of the big city. And this is why politicians from both parties have been able to claim his legacy. But you know, of course it's not it's not that black and white. And the problem is, if you're an incoming politician, once you get here, you can't cite Jefferson Smith very long, because it's not very long before you become an insider.
Well, that was my next question, Liza Mundy. We're talking, and by the way, you can go on to lizamundy.com and find more information about her book on Michelle Obama. But Liza, how long does it take for an outsider to become an insider?
Well, really, you know, it's almost immediate. And the funny thing is, when you look at people, there are longtime politicians who nonetheless sort of try to lay claim to this. And one of the funniest ones I found when I was researching is actually the impeached governor of Illinois, Rob Blagojevich. When he was going through his impeachment proceedings, he would cite Jefferson Smith, and he would portray himself as this principled outsider, and this this legislature in Illinois was out to get him. So definitely insiders will still try to invoke this image, but certainly when people come to Washington, you know, it's really sort of instantaneous that you become part of the system.
Either that or you're delusional.
Yes, and then you have to start defending the system.
Right, exactly. Because you have to work within the system if you've chosen to go to Washington. To be a legislator.
Right. And that's why the movie kind of ends there, you know, because it's much harder once you start trying to work within the system and become an insider. Then things become much more complicated, don't they?
Now, your panel discussion will be on Friday at the Culbreth, including CNN political expert Candy Crowley and our very own Larry Sabato. Did you ever take a course from Larry Sabato? Do you know him?
No, I don't. I was in the graduate English program, actually, and I don't know Larry Sabato personally, but of course I know his work and his commentary. So it'll be a pleasure to meet him in person.
Well, you will soon enough. We're talking to Liza Mundy. We're going to talk about insiders and outsiders in Washington when we get back. This is Charlottesville right now. It is about 18 minutes past 5 o'clock, 50 degrees, Charlottesville right now. Well, we're delighted to be talking to Liza Mundy, who will be here for the film festival as part of a screening at 1 o'clock on Friday of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And you can find out more about her at lizamundy.com. One of the things she's done is written a recent book about Michelle Obama. And we're talking about insiders and outsiders in Washington, as Mr. Smith was an outsider. Liza, you could say Michelle Obama is a more than typical outsider, Washington outsider.
Well, you know, that's a really interesting parallel that you draw. She has always been she grew up in a family that was very skeptical about politics and politicians, because she grew up in Chicago, which was, you know, notorious for its machine politics under the administration of the first Mayor Daley, and it was, among other things, a city political machine that really kept African-American citizens, you know, in segregated parts of the cities and in terrible schools. And so her family grew up with a lot of skepticism about politics and you know, the politicians who came around to your house glad-handing you. And this was something that Barack Obama really had to overcome when he was trying to ingratiate himself into her family, because politician was sort of a dirty word in her house. And what's also interesting about this film, people really focus on Washington and the way Washington is portrayed, but it really is also a film about machine politics, because in the unnamed western state where Jefferson Smith is from, there's a very powerful political machine that's sort of they're politicians and a newspaper magnate, and they're all kind of together working the system, working against him. And so it is an indictment of Washington, but it's also an indictment of state machine politics, which is something, you know, that she really experienced growing up.
And all politics being local. So she had, she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, she was not signed on to her husband having a political career for a long time. She resisted it and kept trying to, you know, I think she said, among other things, that she thought he was really too nice of a guy for the sort of sharp elbows of politics in general and Chicago politics in particular.
We're talking to Liza Mundy, who is an author, written a book about Michelle Obama, who will be here this week for the film festival at a panel discussion following the showing, the screening at the Culbreth of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That will all start at 1 p.m. We had some guests from Montpelier on the morning show this morning, and we're talking about Dolly Madison. Montpelier's steeplechase races are this weekend, and Dolly Madison, known to be probably the country's first grand hostess. She said she'd rather entertain 250 people at Montpelier than 25 in Washington, D.C. And with the obvious exception of Jacqueline Kennedy, many, many first ladies were intimidated by the Washington social scene, either being ignored by it or trying to avoid it, or it was just a real unseen demon. Michelle Obama seems to me would not let that affect her.
No, that's funny that you say that. I think, and some of the first ladies were just intimidated by sort of being first lady and the sort of the prison of the White House and not being able to live your life in private. And there was one first lady who said she had prayed every night for her husband's defeat. So yes, there's sort of a history of resistance to this role. I think actually Michelle Obama is a very social person, and she has really made an effort to open the White House up, both to sort of, you know, A-list type guests, but the city of Washington as well, you know, high school students, culinary students, inviting a lot of people into the White House and trying to get out and about as much as possible. That's obviously hard for her, but there are occasional sightings around town, you know, at movie theaters and things like that. So I think, you know, the public scrutiny has certainly been hard trying to raise a family and live a private life, but she's a pretty social person, so I think if anybody's equipped to, get along in Washington social life, she's probably pretty well equipped.
Liza, what is the name of the book about Michelle Obama?
It's called Michelle, a biography.
Michelle, a biography, and I'm sure available at all fine bookstores and Amazon.com, et cetera, et cetera.
I sure hope so. Okay. Should be.
All right. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll see you this week. Panel discussion at the Culbreth at 1 p.m. On Friday following the showing of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And the panel discussion will have to do with Washington insiders and outsiders. Our very own Larry Sabato will be among the panelists, along with Candy Crowley, a CNN political expert. It sounds like it's going to be a very dynamic chat about life in Washington. Liza Mundy, you can find her at lizamundy.com. Thank you so much for being with us on Charlottesville Right Now.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming to Charlottesville.
We'll look forward to meeting you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.